Good morning. Welcome to the Monday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. This week we're going to be looking at a God who hears. And our church at the Deer Run Church of Christ, our preachers going through the book of Jonah this month. And so I've been trying to help the prayer guides that I write each week correspond a little bit with that. And so the key verse for the entire week comes out of the book of Jonah, chapter 2, verse 2, which says, "In my distress I called to the Lord, and he answered me. From the depths of the grave I called for help, and you listened to my cry." And what an incredible God who listens, who hears every one of us when we call out to him. And so each day we're going to look at a different aspect of this God who hears. And today we're looking at the idea of a God who hears my request. Psalm 5, verse 3 says, "In the morning, O Lord, you hear my voice. In the morning, I lay my request before you and wait in expectation." As I read that and I think about the request and what it means to wait in expectation, I suspect that we all have times in our life and circumstances where we've requested things from people and we've not waited in expectation because we're pretty confident of the answer and it's not going to be the one we want. But with a God who hears, with a God who listens, we wait in expectation because we expect an answer. And as we grow in Christ, we learn that the answer isn't necessarily always going to be what we want or what we hope for. Although, if we're growing, the nature of our request ought to change, that the answers do become more of what we expect because we've come to know God more. In a sense, it's like a child. As we grow, the things that I asked my parents for as a young child, we're kind of hit and miss on whether I got what I wanted. And there were times in my life, probably more miss than hit. My requests were, they were childish. I was a child. Often selfish in nature, often made with out appropriate knowledge of what was even possible. But as I grew, as I learned about myself, as I learned about my parents, as I learned about life, my request began to change. And the request that I would make of my parents now, I can wait in expectation with a greater probability of having an answer that is not only helpful, they were always helpful even when I didn't understand why they were no. But my requests are more in line with the will of my parents. And I believe as we grow in Christ, we find that we wait in expectation because our requests have changed to the point they're more in line with the will of our Father. I love when the Bible talks about making our requests known to God with thanksgiving. We learn to be grateful and we learn to be thankful for those requests that are answered in positive ways, in ways that we had desired, but also to be thankful for those requests that are answered in ways that, well, weren't quite what we wanted. We can be thankful because they're answered by our Father and they're answered in ways that are for our good, for the best. Not just for us, that would be rather selfish, but for the kingdom, for God's kingdom, for His purposes, for our benefit within His purposes. Many times we look at children who get whatever they want, a positive answer to any request. It doesn't matter how serious or how foolish it may be. And many times we will look at that and we would say that that child is spoiled. And then we go to God and somehow we expect that response, that we get whatever we want. And God's not giving us anything that we ask for. Because that would not be wise. And he does say, Scripture does say, that if you ask for anything in my name, you will receive it. Well, within the context, you realize that he's talking about asking things according to his authority, things that would match his authority, would match his will, that it would come from those children of his who know him. I wonder how many children like me would hear that verse and go to bed at night unprepared for a school test the next day and praying that it would snow so much you wouldn't have school. And then wake up disillusioned that you had asked in the name of Jesus and it didn't happen. You see, it really wasn't in His name. We just used that word. It wasn't by His authority. It wasn't according to His will. It was a rather selfish prayer. But to know that we have a God that hears even prayers like that, you know, that's an incredible thing. We probably grasp pretty well a God who hears prayers that align with His will, prayers that are asking according to His authority, but we have a God who even hears the prayers that we utter that are selfish, that are misguided, that are made out of desperation, that are made without full knowledge. And He's given His children His Spirit to help us. So that even in those prayers that may not get the answer that we want, they are heard. And God responds. It's not that He turns a deaf ear to the ones that He doesn't want to answer and listens to those that He does want to answer. You see, when we present our request to God, when we cry out to Him, we can be confident that He hears our request. And we can be confident that He'll answer. And so many times we don't wait in expectation. And I believe that what that looks like today for us, for the children of God, is that we make our request known to God and we spend time listening. We spend time in His Word. Many of our requests He's already answered. We need to know Him through His Spirit. We need to know Him through His Word. And when we come to know Him, we can be confident that He has heard all of our requests and He will continue to hear them. Sometimes we get tired of people asking the same things over and over. As humans, we have this tendency to kind of tune them out. We see them coming and we know what they're going to ask and we hide. We ignore them. We go a different direction. That's not God. And God wants us to come to Him. He wants us to grow in the things that we request, in the nature of those requests. He wants us to grow in wisdom. He wants us to grow in, as Jesus did, in stature and in favor with both God and men. And it's that growth process that refines the requests. And as those requests of ours are refined, we grow in confidence. We grow in our willingness to wait in expectation. Today, as we spend time praying, I would ask that we consider the requests that we do make. Do you expect God to answer? Or are you just throwing words in the air, hoping some of them stick? Are your requests filtered through God's Word? Are your requests such that you're willing to wait because you've experienced a God who hears? You spend some time today praying with me. Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. And Your love has been demonstrated in so many ways throughout history and within our own life. And one of those ways is that You have inclined Your ear to hear Your children, the people that You have created, that You have called to Yourself. And as You listen, You hear our requests. Father, help us to live as those who know that You hear us. Help us to request in such a way that we do wait in expectation. Father, for those times when our requests are selfish, when they're self-centered, when they really lack wisdom, may You continually teach us, and even in those times, reassure us and remind us that you hear those requests. God, especially when the times when the answer is no, and our inclination is to think that You didn't hear, May we be aware of how much you love us and how much love that a no answer requires. Father, help us to learn that when we listen and our requests are not answered in the way that we want them to be, that it is because of your love. And help us to grow in ways that our requests become more and more aligned with your will, with your nature, with who you are. May we grow in our knowledge of you, in our faith, in our trust. May we grow in the wisdom that you provide. And may we not only celebrate, but may we communicate a God who hears our request. Father, thank you for listening, for answering, for calling us to wait in expectation, for giving us the tools through your word and your spirit to know you, to know the answers that you give. Father, as we rise each day and lay our requests before you, may our waiting and expectation be done in such a way that we are making Jesus known. Father, as we lift up Jesus, may many be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Monday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.